Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thanks to our guests. Thanks to Mike Florio. Thanks to Cam Smith. Thanks to Mark Sweeney, the 14-year Major League veteran. Always fun to talk about baseball and baseball things with him. Thanks to Mark Grody. It's good to see you, Groats.
Good to see you guys. Good that we had the band back together. It's been a little while.
It has. Groats, my goats. This is the time where we try to take time off because then football season happens and then, you know, we go all out.
It's coming fast. I just saw the Bears training camp schedule dropped today.
Yeah, yes, baby.
It already dropped.
They have 11 open practices, you guys. Tickets go on sale at chicagobears.com/camp. Not bear, but camp.
Bear.
That's on July
camp.
9th.
So bear camp.
Cubby
but,
bear,
Rick.
I feel like there are some good practices where you can snoop and do some, like, observing of the team.
This one time, at Bears camp.
Ooh, yeah, I remember
at bear
that.
Camp.
Yeah,
at
I
bear
love,
camp.
Bears. Matt Spiegel, Lawrence Holmes here, and Matt, while he said that, is wearing a baseball shirt covered in a treble clef and mini notes.
It's whoa true.
So appropriate.
This shirt hits to the core of my very existence.
I
let's
see a
go
bass clef. I see no alto clef, and I am offended.
Is baseball your favorite sport?
It's true, Marshall.
Okay,
you've deduced that. You figured it out.
Yes,
you've decoded
your,
me.
Baseball was my first
your
love. I get it.
Thing?
It's my favorite art form. It's right up there. I think it's above. It's above painting and architecture.
Who's the team of the
dance
moment? Team of the moment.
The Tampa Rays were Sunday's team of the moment.
Wow.
Hard charging in the AL East.
Oh my goodness.
It's kind of ridiculous. They said, oh, y'all going to lose 6 straight? Watch this.
And they made up guys. They made up some
that's
guys.
That's what Tampa Bay does?
Yeah, they got a guy at first base named Arandas, who's probably going to be your all-star.
No,
American
they
League
don't.
First
there's no Arandas on
that's
the Rays.
That's what I'm
race
saying.
No,
yeah. They got Junior Caminero.
No.
That's not a truck. A Caminero is not a truck. It's a ball player.
What are the chances of what happened in the AL East happening in the NL Central, given what's happening currently?
It's kind of already happening in the NL Central, isn't it?
It's happening right in front of our eyes.
It is creeping up, man. Everybody's creeping up, except the Pirates.
Pirates. Oh, who's creeping up on that matchup today? I was mad I haven't been able to watch
sexy
that matchup.
Sexy
matchup.
Oh, yeah.
Sexy
yeah
pitching.
You have Jacob Mizorowski and Paul Skeens
right
pitching today.
Yes. Right now, Skeens is doing very well.
What's that, a Yin-Yang Twins reference?
Sure
Mizorowski giving it up to the Pirates?
Actually,
to the
no. I'm sorry. Check that. It's Skeens who has been giving it up. 2 2/3, 4 earned.
Wow.
4 earned? Ernie's?
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyone?
Mizorowski is shutting him down. 5 strikeouts through 3.
Well. Looks like the Brewers are good.
Mizorowski threw 12 pitches at 100 or more in the first inning.
Okay, jeez, stop
in
it.
In the first
Jacob
inning?
In the first inning. Do you know how fast his slider is?
Yes, 96.
96 miles an hour.
That's why he doesn't use an opener.
Sometimes 95, sometimes 90. No, it isn't. Marshall, an opener is a strategic choice by a manager.
He's his own opener.
From a front office.
He relishes seeing someone's top 3 in a lineup.
He's like, open with this.
Basically. I can't wait till the Cubs see him. Did you guys heard what the general manager of the Milwaukee Brewers said about the Cubs trying to duck Mizorowski, right? Because of the whole doubleheader and then pushed his start. Oh, you didn't? We talked about it.
Yeah, on your baseball show.
Speaks was part of the reason why they did that.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't want to hear those tunes.
Yeah, that's right. They were afraid of my anthem.
Oh,
that's exactly
Speaks
right.
I have a baseball question for you. You being a baseball man. So if you're Ben Brown and you've mixed in a changeup and you've mixed in a slider, what should you mix in more of to have a third pitch?
You should pick one and get really good at it.
I think probably,
sorry, I'm not Speaks.
I think probably
you
slider
are a baseball man, though.
Yeah, you're a baseball
you play
man,
baseball
too, Lawrence
Lieutenant
Holmes
baseball.
I've seen you do it. I've seen you play
Lieutenant
baseball.
Lieutenant baseball man.
But I'm like, okay, if you're not obviously somebody's probably asking Tommy Hotovy, but like that is my main question with him.
Has
like,
he used this? I know he's used the changeup in games. I don't know if he's used the slider in games.
He has not used it in major league games.
They know he can.
He needs to take 2 to 3 miles per hour off that changeup.
The changeup is too hard. Changeup is at like 90, so it's right in between his fastball and his curve. And the thing is, it just doesn't do a lot. I don't know. Like to me. He might need a splitter. Teach that man a splitter, so it looks like the fastball, but then dies. You know?
I want something that encourages more ground ball outs because that's kind of his profile.
Splitty would do that.
Splitty would give him a little more swing and miss. Not that he needs a lot more swing and miss, but give him some bad contact. But you know, Lawrence had the pull from the broadcast where a very informed Boog Shambi told you about Ben Brown the other day. That he's not throwing competitive pitches when there's two strikes. He's trying to get people to chase instead of being right there on the edge.
And he's way out of the zone too.
Yeah, that's it.
It's like
if you're going to be out of the zone, be close to out of the zone.
Yep. If I'm not mistaken, Jameson Taillon's first two gophers last night were on 0-2 counts as well.
You're right.
And one was 1-2.
And Council called that out last night. That's the one that really hurts you on 0-2.
Yeah.
Also, the two walks the Cardinals had, they made him pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a mark of a successful team.
I'm just getting my fingers ready to throw a splitter.
I just want to throw a circle change.
Sorry, Lawrence, you're not a baseball man. I'm sorry about that.
Better luck
circle change.
Oh my God,
there's nothing better than learning how to do that.
It's like satisfying.
Steve Stone teaches that at the Chicago Sports Museum. There's a little exhibit set up where you press the little button and you hear Steve Stone's voice.
Is that true?
It's supposed to let it roll off of your fingers.
Hey,
it's supposed to roll off.
The one at Water Tower?
Yes.
I did not say only baseball, man. It's just we just talked about your love for baseball and your love for music.
I know. I was just needling my partner.
You let it roll off your fingertips.
Yes. We like to needle every once in a while.
It's my favorite secondary pitch. Next to my straight ball, because it wasn't fast.
I had the sidearm.
I used to get people out.
Sidearm rising fastball and wiffle.
Oh, my God.
Wiffle ball, man.
Dude, that's a deadly pitch. The riser is unhittable.
It's unhittable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it genuinely does the carry thing that MLB people are just thinking.
It's not an illusion in wiffle ball. It's rising.
It's not the absence of drop.
Right.
It's an actual riser. I love the super fast fastball when you can see the little lilt in the end because of the
ride.
The velo.
I would like to know if we believe that people in the Bulls front office will have their fastball tonight.
Whoa.
I heard you guys talking about this during 5 on it. And I found myself being swayed by one Mark Grody.
Yes.
Who
would have thunk it out of the three of us talking Bulls?
I got swayed when you said, yeah, it's bad overall, but if you look at the drafting of Modest Buzelis,
Perhaps
there's something there.
There is, because they went young and projectable and found themselves a little something.
And then Billy said, let's go develop and work you in.
So they're going to go young and projectable again tonight, right?
I would think so.
That's what Eversley said to us that night in the suite, very directly. Layla, when I was asking about Walter Clayton Jr., and he's like, yeah, he's too old. He's too old. We're a young team. We need to go young, and we need young assets.
And that is in line with how the NBA is building
trending its
team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
But you know what? A texter said to us yesterday, and it's been on my mind since the texter sent it in.
And that texter's name was Mark Grody.
It was Mark Grody.
A long time listener.
Affecting your basketball.
With both of his kidneys.
Whoa.
Are we sure?
Check.
You guys see the scar? I'll talk to you guys after the show.
We heard. The texter said, maybe start looking for players that have actually proven they can play basketball.
Oh, boy, that's a lovely concept.
Instead of just... Now you're talking about trading your projectable player that you extended for no
dude,
for no good reason.
When I read that in Cali's piece yesterday that they're ready now to trade Patrick Williams, but they're going to have to throw something else in to get, get somebody to take him. So, like, after years of, no, we can't do this. No, we can't do that. Now we're ready. Oh, you need something else? Yeah, we understand. Here you go.
throw in some extra tea sticks or something.
The step too late thing is really is what bothers me with the Bulls. There's so many examples of a step too late in terms of their overall approach and what they're talking about now, which is, I don't mind what they're saying they want to do. I'm just like, you should have done this a year or two ago and you'd have a lot more draft assets on the way. And I've got just the two things, man, the two things that I need to see. I need to see Nikola Vucevic off this team before his contract expires so you get something in return. And I need to see someone make Josh Giddey sign an offer sheet. Those are my two things.
Yep.
Not the Bulls, though.
No, that's what an offer sheet is.
Yeah, right.
You want somebody else to set the market.
Yes,
because
that's what happens
Marshall.
When you set the market.
Yeah, you don't want to negotiate against yourself.
While we look at Alex Caruso smiling as he holds up the Larry O'Brien trophy.
I'm not convinced that another GM couldn't have gotten both Giddey and a pick out of that.
They would have.
Oh, for sure.
So...
For sure. Dude, Memphis just got four picks for Desmond Bane.
I just had a bunch of texters tell me that Josh Giddey isn't like Patrick Williams because he can be a championship team point guard.
No, he cannot. That was proven by how he got to the Bulls.
That's my whole point is, like, did you see what happened in OKC?
Playoff games matter.
He got off the roster, and then they won a championship.
Yeah. He got out of the rotation.
Yes, even for the year before, he wasn't even in the rotation.
That's that's why Hallie has more value to me now than previously. I guess I'm in the team overrating of Halliburton.
I don't think you're overrating him. I just don't think he's a top 15 player in the NBA. That's all.
Well, here's what we got going on today's show. We are going to talk with Cubs manager Craig Counsell in about 15 minutes.
Nice.
Lots to talk to him about.
Awesome.
As it's the National League Central catches up to the Cubs.
And his burgeoning superstar was bad at baseball last night. Ooh. By his own admission.
We are going to talk with Ricky O'Donnell. We will also check in on what I thought was a really good response by the White Sox for Ketel Marte. We are going to talk with Gary Parrish about the NBA draft. That's at 5 o'clock. We got a lot going on. And guess what? Baby T is in the driver's seat today.
Oh.
And who knew that he was the foremost expert on NASCAR here at the Score? But guess what? He is.
We dipped into
that. You knew that?
Yeah.
Layla, you knew that too because you met his idol.
His gear tells the story.
His gear is unparalleled.
Yeah.
Your idol is Jeff Gordon? Yeah, that was a spiritual experience for me.
See, this is all
very
stuff.
Jealous.
This
very
is all
jealous.
Stuff that you should
I'm
do.
I'm jealous of myself.
On the Baby T NASCAR podcast.
Oh, that
brought to you
good.
By Odyssey. Do, 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 do.
I'm hoping to meet Richard Petty this year.
Well, Richard. We'll talk about all of this stuff and more after Baby T's open next on The Score.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.